About the middle of the forenoon they began to go up a long hill. By and by this hill suddenly dropped down into a pretty valley, where the travelers saw, to their surprise, a small house standing by the roadside. It was the first house they had seen, and they hastened into the valley to discover who lived there. No one was in sight as they approached, but when they began to get nearer the house, they heard queer sounds coming from it. They could not make these out at first, but as they became louder, our friends thought they heard a sort of music, like that made by a wheezy hand organ. The music fell upon their ears in this way. Tiddle widdle liddle oom bum bum oom bum bum oom bum bum tiddle 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 oom bum bum oom bum bum ba. What is it? A band or a mouth organ? Asked Dorothy.
Don't know, said Button Bright.
Sounds to me like a played out phonograph, said the Shaggy Man, lifting his enormous ears to listen.
Oh, there just couldn't be a phonograph in Fairyland, cried Dorothy.
It's rather pretty, isn't it? Asked Polychrome, trying to dance to the strains.
Tiddle widdle liddle oom bum bum oom bum bum oom bum bum,
came the music to their ears more distinctly as they drew nearer the house. Presently they saw a little fat man sitting on a bench before the door. He wore a red braided jacket that reached to his waist, a blue waistcoat, and white trousers with gold stripes down the sides. On his bald head was perched a little round red cap held in place by a rubber elastic underneath his chin. His face was round, his eyes a faded blue, and he wore white cotton gloves. The man leaned on a stout gold-headed cane, bending forward on his seat to watch his visitors approach. Singularly enough, the musical sounds they had heard seemed to come from the inside of the fat man himself, for he was playing no instrument, nor was any to be seen near him. They came up and stood in a row, staring at him, and he stared back, while the queer sounds came from him as before.
Tiddle little little oom bum bum oom bum bum, whittle whittle little oom bum bum oom bum bum pa.
Why, he's a regular musicker, said Button Bright. What's a musicker? Asked Dorothy.
Him, said the boy.
Hearing this, the fat man sat up a little stiffer than before, as if he had received a compliment, and still came the sounds.
Tiddle widdle little oom bum bum oom bum bum oom.
Stop it! Cried the Shaggy Man earnestly. Stop that dreadful noise! The fat man looked at him sadly and began his reply. When he spoke, the music changed and the words seemed to accompany the notes. He said, or rather sang,
"It isn't the noise that you hear, but music harmonic and clear. My breath makes me play like an organ all day. That bass note is in my left ear."
"How funny!" exclaimed Dorothy. "He says his breath makes the music." "That's all nonsense," declared the Shaggy Man. But now the music began again, and they all listened carefully.
"My lungs are full of reeds like those in organs, therefore I suppose if I breathe in or out my nose, the reeds are bound to play. So as I breathe to live, you know, I squeeze my music as I go. I'm very sorry this is so. Forgive my piping, pray."
"Poor man," said Polychrome. "He can't help it. What a great misfortune it is."
"Yes," replied the Shaggy Man, "we are only obliged to hear his music a short time, until we leave him and go away. But the poor fellow must listen to himself as long as he lives, and that is enough to drive him crazy. Don't you think so?"
"Don't know," said Button Bright. Toto said, "Wow, wow," and the others laughed.
"Perhaps that's why he lives all alone," suggested Dorothy.
"Yes, if he had neighbors, they might do him an injury," responded the Shaggy Man. All this while, the little fat musicker was breathing the notes,
"Tiddle, tiddle, little, oom, bum, bum,"
and they had to speak loud in order to hear themselves. The Shaggy Man said, "Who are you, sir?"
The reply came in the shape of this sing-song.
I'm Allegro da Capo, a very famous man. Just find another higher low to match me if you can. Some people try but can't do play and have to practice every day. But I've been musical always since first my life began.